The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
You're listening to The Nonprofit Voice, brought to you by 100 Women Who Care About Long Island. 100 Women Who Care About Long Island is a giving circle made up of local women who want to financially support vetted Long Island charities and help shed light on the work that they do. This show is produced by Marketing Works. And thank you very much for being with us this morning. Our listeners, we have a great program for you today. Our first guest is Aileen Hoffman, Vice President of Sunrise Walks National. Welcome. How are you today?
I am good, Laura. Thank you.
So let's get right into it. Can you share how and why the Sunrise Association, why it got started?
Sure. So about, we're actually in our 15th year. So about 16 years ago, our founder and CEO, who continues to be our CEO, Arnie Preminger, learned that there were no day camps for children with cancer in the entire world, which, Laura, if you think about it, 15 years ago, while it seems like a long time ago, it's really not that long ago. And because he learned that there was a gap in services for children with cancer, and he had a history of running a JCC and also day camps, he decided to start a very small little camp here on Long Island in the kind of Melville area. We started with 96 children. One of the first things he learned very quickly is that the families he spoke to, families that did have children with cancer, they asked that he not just provide a camp for their children with cancer, but also provide it for their siblings, because in some ways their siblings were suffering more than their brothers and sisters who had cancer. And then the other thing that they told him unanimously is they can't afford it. For those of your listeners who send their children to camp or went to camp themselves, it's expensive, even nonprofit camps. And when you have a child who is sick, it really taxes the family financially. So he set out to start this very first day camp here on Long Island for children with cancer and their siblings, and he made a pledge to never charge one single dollar for anything that he did. So he started with 96 children in 2006, and in 2019, before the pandemic, we had over 800 children enrolled in our camp. So we've grown exponentially and filled an enormous need for families who've been impacted by pediatric cancer.
Wow. You know, as I do this show and we interview the angels on Long Island, and really that's what I think of all of you that are in this space of providing charitable works for our community. And you know, I think as we evolve as a society, you know, the gaps open, and it's the foresight and the vision of individuals that come together and provide solutions. It's just amazing. It's just amazing the stories that we're hearing on this show.
Yeah, it is amazing.
How did your organization pivot during the pandemic? I mean, my husband and I were out and we were strolling about and looked at each other at the same time and said, this is global. This is every human being on earth that has been affected by this. And it is really, I think, sometimes beyond our comprehension. But how did you manage?
Well, we were like everybody else, we were scared and terrified and confused. We, as I said, we started on Long Island, but we've grown exponentially because we now have 8 camps worldwide. So not only were we impacted on Long Island, we have a camp in Pearl River, New York. We have a camp in Staten Island. We have a camp in Atlanta. We have a camp in Baltimore. We have 3 camps in Israel. We also bring our services into the hospitals, and we're in 48 hospitals where we're bringing camp to the children who are inpatient, who are getting chemo, even in isolation. So it wasn't just our camp operation that we were concerned about. We were concerned about all of our services. So with the way that we pivoted, or I like to say adapted, because pivoting sometimes feels like you're going in circles, is we took a deep breath. And we turned, the first thing we did is we called all of our families. We called about 1,000 of our families to check in with them. And they told us, like almost in a way, like now you know what we're all going through. We thought we knew, understood pediatric cancer. But they started to share with us, now the world, as you said, Laura, understands what it's like to have a child with cancer. Because when they get that diagnosis, they are terrified of germs. They, Purell is the number one staple in their house. They don't let people in their homes. Everything changes. So they were saying, now you know what we're going through. So the first thing we did was provide support, emotional support, information. We found that a lot of families lost jobs, weren't able to put food on the table. We had very generous donors who gave us about $50,000, and we were able to send food cards to our families and connect them to the services to help them stay sustainable. And then probably the biggest thing we did was turn to virtual programming, like so many of us. And we're at, the mission of Sunrise is to bring back the joys of childhood to children with cancer and their siblings. Simple. And we do that through recreation. So the idea of turning to technology was a little bit daunting to us, but we did it. And we started to put all of our programs on, we started our first virtual program, Sunrise on Screens, and we were pushing into the hospital and to our children all of these videos, these fantastic videos made by their counselors, the people who they love and can't wait to see in the summer. And that led to us doing a lot of virtual programming, so much so that a family foundation gave us $1 million to create now another arm of our organization called Sunrise Studios. We didn't have in-person camp last summer. We just couldn't. There were camps that were open, but our population is too vulnerable. So we did a virtual camp. And over 1,700 children participated in our virtual camp. So we learned a lot about virtual programming, and now it is part of the fabric of Sunrise. We've reached a lot of children, and now this is the silver lining, right, that we're going to be able to reach more children around the country using our virtual programming. But the great news, the super great news, is we are going back to in-person camp this summer. We're opening up all 8 of our camps in America and in Israel. So we're very excited about that. But alongside that, we'll be able to still do the virtual programming for the families that are not comfortable yet to send their children to camp. And to reach out, the children in the hospital will really be able to participate in camp this summer.
That's wonderful news. And I will tell you, offline, you'll need to connect with me, because we actually went to the Virtual Events Institute. And that may be a great way for you to help build that studio division. It is the Virtual Event Studio. It is an online program. Our teams became certified virtual event professionals. It was worth every penny to get involved in the program, to, you know, move away from just the focus on the technology and really understand the why and all the behavioral differences between virtual and live. But let's get back to that, this last question. Why now do we need people to support this very important organization?
Well, why now is the first thing I'll say is the pandemic is going to be behind us, God willing, sooner than later. Things are already loosening up with the vaccinations, but pediatric cancer is not going away so quickly, unfortunately. And when Arnie set this out, he made a commitment to, I say, to the universe, to provide these services to these children. Because when a child and a family gets the diagnosis that they have pediatric cancer, they're robbed of their childhood. And so we have to continue to provide these services. And as I said, Laura, we don't charge one single dollar for anything we do. We don't charge the families. We don't charge the hospitals. We don't receive a lot of government funding. We rely on the community to help us fundraise. And we've been very successful over the last 15 years. We've never turned away a child, and we've never had a waiting list.
So we have about 10 seconds left. So I want to make sure that we get in a phone number and a URL for people to contact you to get involved.
Yes. So if you're interested and want to learn more, my telephone number is 516-659-1020. And if you want to reach us on our website, it's sunrise-walks.org. And I oversee our walkathon services, so you can learn how to get involved with your family, with your businesses, with your schools, with your houses of worship. Any community can be a part of Sunrise.
So, Aileen, I think that we need to have you back on the show, but for today, that's about all of our time. And thank
Wonderful.
You very, very much for joining us. And through this pandemic, we're taking our guests as call-ins, but we look forward maybe next time to having you right in the studio at Long Island MacArthur Airport.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having us today.